Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the second guest show. Mike D'Attilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. And at 6:30, we throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Hawes as the host, along bringing in Bobby and Saints winning head coach Kellen Moore, his first game that he won on the road as a head coach with the Saints.
They dominated.
They did a pretty damn good job all across the board yesterday. And then his guest tonight will be Saints run game coordinator T.J. Paganetti, who came in from Philly. He brought him with him when he came in, took the job with the Saints. So Coach Paganetti will be his guest. And at 7:30 tonight, a big game. Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. Right here.
And it's at Green Bay, right?
At Green Bay. But Philly's used to playing in cold
weather.
Yeah.
No, that's – yeah. And the thing is, Green Bay got humbled by the Panthers, who we just whipped. So you never know in the NFL. You're always going to have one of those games like last weekend.
Like what happens with the
Bills and the
yesterday.
Dolphins.
Oh, my goodness.
No, the Bills have never played good in Miami. But you're going to – next week there's going to be a game with the Saints having to bye. We're like, whoa, how did that team win?
Okay, I mean, the two teams that have been inoculated from it looks to be is the Rams and Seattle in the NFC.
That
looks like they took a shot not to get throw a bad game on you.
Well, if you want to be entertained and who's hot right now, you can watch any NFL game. Next, with the Saints having the bye, obviously we're going to have the interest because Carolina's going to Atlanta. We play Atlanta next, but I want to watch the Rams and Seahawks game. Because I don't know who's playing better than them right now in the NFC. And we all know about the Rams. And we know about the Seahawks, too.
You know about both of them.
Yeah. So,
but Bob, yesterday, you got to see the two sides. I think the biggest disappointment I've had with this football team all year long has been their inability to stop the run. I thought with Brandon Staley, they would be able to do it. Well, they stopped it yesterday. Rico Dowdle got shut down. And the Saints kind of overwhelmed them at the point of attack.
And make Bryce beat you.
Yeah, exactly.
Make little Bryce beat you. And, that's what the Saints did. I don't know, Coach Staley and the game plan they had.
That was a good one.
Yes.
Keep that one. That one was really good.
Now, can we build upon this defense dominate?
I agree.
I would say we're playing Atlanta. Who we can't let? Don't let Bijan Robinson run unless you make Penix beat you. Now, you might say, well, London and all that, look at the weapons they have and the tight end. But I still would say, take the approach, don't help out the quarterback. Don't let them run on you, and I think that's a winning formula. Look how defense dominated. It was the most dominant overall performance, to say the least, of the season. We held the Panthers to season low. There's not a half of 175 yards and 7 points. Carolina averages 3.5 yards a play, and they converted only 3 of 9 on third downs. We do that, I'm telling you, we're going to win the time of possession. The ebb and flow of the game, when it dictated. Then you look at Rico Dowdle. No, you might say, well, he didn't look that good against the Saints. No, the Saints stopped him. He's looked good against everybody else. If you look, he had rushed for more than 650 yards in the previous five games, and he managed just 53 yards against the Saints, 2.9 yard average per carry. You know, everybody must look at the new quarterback, Chuck, and what we did. Oh, but look at the chunk plays. And that goes a long way if you look at the big plays we hit, because, look, Chris Olave, Juwan Johnson, Alvin Kamara, big plays, passes of 61, 52, 26 yards, 30-yard touchdown to Juwan Johnson. But I'm telling you, it's what we did defensively. Because not like we scored 37 points or high 20s. No, we scored 17 and 1 because they only scored 7. After that first drive, they didn't do jack. Now, on the offensive side, you know what's more impressive about Chuck? And this has to continue. And I remember having success. What are you doing on third down? What is your third down success as a quarterback? You know, your pocket presence, all it comes about. To me, that's where, look, Chuck was 19 of 27, 282 yards, a pair of touchdown. But he did his best work on third down, hitting 7 of 10 passes. For, I don't know, 282 yards, 7 of 10 passes on third down for 201 yards, and both of his touchdowns on third down. He continues to do that, I'm telling you. Watch out. The Saints can go on a roll.
Might have something there.
If he continues to do that, no, we're not worried about drafting a quarterback. He'll be the future quarterback. And look, the schedule's very favorable. You know, going into the Carolina game, for the next five games, NFC South opponents. Okay, then you look, who are we playing? Not in the NFC South. I don't know, Titans, Jets, Dolphins. No, that's I'm looking at my crystal ball. That's not unrealistic. If we play like we played yesterday, why not? Why not us going to run? Oh, Bobby, that'll mess up our draft pick. All I know, you're worried about the team, and you're fighting right now. So, Mike, I'm very encouraged what I saw yesterday. And now it's going to be how we answer the bell. You know, you always want to have a big win going into the bye week to feel good about yourself. Then you keep things in perspective. Now, when Atlanta comes to town, that is going to see right now how we're stacking up in the NFC South. Because I don't know what Atlanta team's going to show up. I said that earlier. Atlanta goes to Minnesota, and they whip the Vikings, and then Carolina beats them 30 to nothing. Well, they're playing this weekend in Atlanta. We'll see how Atlanta responds. And so when I look at all that, I think the stars are aligned for Tyler Shuck. Shuck and all. You know, to go forward, because I think a great opportunity for him. And you have to look at, okay, he is a rookie, but he's not a young rookie.
No.
He's 26 years old, almost going on 27. So, no, this is an opportune time for him to have success, and I think he will.
Okay, this is why I've always felt this way. I told you that last week. It doesn't matter where you start and who you start against. As a rookie.
It's the NFL.
Okay, the NFL is humbling, and you got humbled last week, but you went up against a really good Rams defense.
It'd be the best defense he's going to face all this year.
Now you've got a game under your belt, and you can build upon what you did, and you did yesterday. Now it's the continuous, and we always talk about this. Once you get 3 or 4 games under you, now everybody got film on you.
Oh, no, without a doubt.
And the adjustments other teams make to take away what you do well.
Well, there's a lot of players that could play at an unbelievable level and go on a roll for a month. You know, I talked to you about this a long time ago, Warren Moon.
Yeah.
I was talking to Warren Moon. Look, I think one of the Pro Football Hall of Famer. He said, Bobby, you know what's crazy? It's like, boy, you think you're really on a roll? Then it's like a chess match. You know, you want to be playing chess, not checkers. Because they're going to figure out, okay, what do you do? How do you scramble? You know who's right now, getting a little bit of trouble? And Sean Payton said, oh, he might be the next Drew Brees. You better slow your roll, Coach Payton. You know I love you. But Bo Nix, he can't hold Sean Payton's jock. Right now, you know who's holding the Broncos back? Bo Nix. That team is awesome. That Thursday night game was the worst. I wasted. I love football. I wasted my night. Did y'all watch that Thursday night game, the Raiders and Broncos? That was a terrible game.
Okay, I had that on, and I had the Thursday night college football game, but I paid more attention to the college football game than I did.
And I'm telling you, there's a big sample size with Bo Nix now, so he's going to have to mature as a player, because that's why, still, you got to slow your roll. You look at Tyler Shug, what he did. Okay, he played the Rams, played Carolina. You get like 4 or 5 games in the belt, your belt, they're going to see your tendencies. You know what?
I'll try to rip it away.
Yeah, and but I'm telling you, what I love about Tyler Shuck was his pocket presence. And I'm not talking about pocket presence. Oh, he didn't get sacked and he took off and run. No, his pocket presence, he's moving in the pocket and keeping his eyes downfield and making the throws. If you look at, but this got me fired up because I thought, oh no, here we go again. I'm looking in the first quarter. Said, don't tell me this is going to happen. And Carolina didn't do anything after this. They got the ball. They went 12 plays, 67 yards, 8 of 7 minutes. We're losing 7-0. I go, don't tell me it happened again. And then it was like, man, look at this. It's 39. Awesome interception by DeMario Davis. Justin Reed, what are you doing? You cannot hit the quarterback in the head. You cannot do that. So we losing 7-0. Then all of a sudden, okay, can we keep pace? What's going to happen? All of a sudden, Shuck gets sacked for -8. Now it's 3rd and 12. I'm telling you, a lot of quarterbacks would have got sacked then. If you look at a great sack avoidance, Shuck hits Juwan Johnson, plus 52 yards. Now, when we get first and goal on the 2-yard line, you got to score a damn touchdown. Now, you can't be kicking no damn 21-yard field goal. So all of a sudden,
they still got to figure that part out.
Yeah, it was 7-3, but we responded. And that's why I bring up what Tyler Shuck did on third down is the real deal. That's something that has to be instinctful and not freaking out and panicking. And not looking at the rush. Because even though you tackle, somebody's getting whipped, you still got to move a little bit. I said this last night in the point after. When somebody's coming free and somebody's getting beat them and they kind of still pushing on them, you don't have to panic and move away 2 or 3 yards. Sometimes it's as little as a couple of feet.
And stepping up into the launch pad throw it.
And throw it because they can't cover forever. And how many times you see like, damn, he's wide open. And initially he might have been covered, but sometimes the secondary, they get lost in the coverage. And they said, I know somebody had him because the quarterback was able to extend the play and make the big play.
Can't cover forever.
Yeah.
In this league. My thing with him, Bobby, that stood out was his ability to process where to go with the football correctly downfield.
Yes.
I thought that's the big leap from what we saw a week ago. He was able to step up into the launch pad, throw the football, but it was that decision-making process on hitting the right guy downfield for the big player for the first down. And when you think about it, on third and fourth down conversions, the Saints yesterday were 10 of 20.
Yeah.
When you add everything up, 10 of 20 on either third or fourth down conversions, man, I'll take 50% every week.
No.
Even close to that.
Now we just convert touchdowns in the red zone. We got something special. And then you look a significant play, and when it's only 10-7, to make it 17-7 is when he hit Juwan Johnson. You remember, and he was wide open. But that was the quarterback as much as Juwan Johnson finishing, obviously, the play. And you look, Chris Olave, everybody said, oh, Bobby, you flip-flopping on Chris Olave and all that. Oh, you wanted to run him out of town? No, I'm trying to motivate him, and this is how he should be playing. How he played yesterday, that helps you make $20-some million and show that you're the man, that I'm the number one. When you look at that, 5 catches, 104 yards, 62 long gains on that bomb, and that one Chop Liver covering him, that was Joe Horn's son. J.C. Horn is like an all-pro guy, and he went up, he didn't
that
get pushed around.
That was some hand flight fighting,
and then he
lost his balance, and he was trying to stay up, and then Horn flew right by.
62 yards.
Olave flew right by him.
Hey, this is when you don't miss Rashid Shaheed, because you still get an explosive play, a deep play. All of a sudden, Chris Olave catches 5 balls, 104 yards, average 21 yards a reception.
That keeps that safety from cheating and getting in the box.
You look at Juwan Johnson, 4 targets, 4 catches, 92 52 yards, 52 long. You know, when that, and then he caught that 30-yard touchdown along the sideline. No, I'm telling you, I was so pleased with the Saints yesterday. I was like, no, we can't have to
win. I did think about you yesterday.
Well, we can't have a parade after one win. But we've been so down in the dumps and down and out that we needed something like this. This gave me hope. You know, if you don't have hope, you don't have nothing. And you need that ray of sunshine. And we definitely had that. Well, Bobby, it was the Panthers. Again.
I don't care who it was.
The Panthers the week before whooped the Packers.
Yep.
And the Packers are
considered. They won four of their last five games.
So, I'm telling you, I don't know what it's going to mean, but, hey, I'm expecting right now when Atlanta comes to town, hell yeah, we got to whip that ass. We're going to beat Atlanta.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our call and text line, and let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, my brother? Thank y'all for taking my call, man. How y'all feeling with this weather?
Well, man, I like it. I like it.
Well, it's football weather. I mean, I appreciate it. You know, when you're in August and you're in training camp and all that, you can't wait for a fall day of football because you always got a pep in your step.
You got it now.
And that's why the only thing, when the weather's like this, that's when I wish we could, you know, open and close the dome. You know, if you had a home game and you'd want to play outside, you know, like in Tulane Stadium, like to have that environment. Well, the weather's too hot or it's raining or something. Let's close it up. It'd be a great fan experience. And that's all the future stadiums I'm going off
on
a tangent.
That's what you're
going
to see.
Yeah. When the weather's awesome like it is and it feels football weather, open it up. Because that's where, you know, really that's football weather. And I think somewhat maybe a little cold for our liking because we're in the South. But it's going to be old-school football weather, not frozen tundra. But for the Eagles and Packers tonight, that's definitely Midwest football.
But both of them are used to it.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
You can't use the excuse of cold in Green Bay because, look, it's get cold in Philly. That's all I know.
Yeah,
it gets pretty cold there.
So, Longshoreman,
you have to be
impressive to win.
What? Yeah, I do, Bobby. Before I get to the Saints, if you don't mind, I got to show my Ole Miss Rebels a little love. And I know my daughter was at the game. I know she had a good time. Oh, Ava Jane, man, they looking good, man. I hope LSU don't try to steal lanes.
But wait, Longshoreman. you got to call and give Ole Miss their props. Not
against the Citadel.
Yeah, they played Citadel.
You didn't call after the LSU game.
Yeah.
After the Oklahoma game.
No. Yeah. It was a cakewalk. They beat some other good teams.
Yeah, I don't know Lane Kiffin. He's Lane Kiffin. Hey,
Bobby, don't hate me for liking Ole Miss.
I like Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's in the catbird seat. You want to talk about
both ways?
He can get paid in college or the NFL.
Or he stays home and gets paid.
Ole Miss, or he gets paid somewhere else at college, the big bucks. He might be the highest paid coach. Or the Giants because of Jackson Dart. Oh, and I think
or the Miami Dolphins.
No, there's a lot of opportunities for Lane Kiffin. So it'll be interesting to see how the Ole Miss NIL, or I guess, what is their money people, Mike? You know, they got
money people.
TAF, what do you call the LSU? The Ole Miss probably
TAF.
Got
it. Yeah, TAF. Ole Miss has got one,
The same thing, So, I don't know, but the Ole Miss Rebels, I think they're in the playoffs. What you got?
Yeah, Mike, I heard you this morning on, you know, as I do when I'm on my commute to work, and I couldn't agree with you more, man. I tell you what, it started with that stuff in the running game.
Yep.
And the defense did one of the finest jobs I've seen this year doing that, and that makes a difference right there. But I also think that Tyler Shough, you know how they say, you know, and I think you and Bobby will agree, but when they talk about the game slowing down, we know kind of that's a metaphor. The game may not necessarily, it doesn't realistically slow down, but a quarterback, his processing ability becomes a little bit quicker, and he did that yesterday. He showed it. He's a little bit more calm, and I think with each game, that man's going to calm down and settle in. The game's going to slow down for him, and I think he's going to do fine. And that was a dominating performance on I think all three phases yesterday.
Yeah, if you look at it, well, I don't know, special teams. I think we're not as good as we've seen in recent years with our special teams, but they weren't called upon to have a kind of impact. I thought the stability, when you think about it, Rashid Shaheed no longer in the fold, and now who's returning punts for us? The Pettis.
Yep.
Dante Pettis, now two returns. He had a long gain of 7. I wish that would be like times 2, 14 yards. But he can't fumble. I don't care if you back there. I don't care if you're fair catching it. The one thing, we got to possess the football. So overall now, their punter hit a couple long punts, went out on the 2-yard line.
Man, how about that thing? Hit us a 2-yard line and goes sideways.
No.
That's a hell of a punt.
Yeah, no, that's why I looked at as good as we are, which is acceptable, finally a net punting average. We were over, not in the 30s, we were 40 and a half. But this is as good as it gets. The Panthers were 49-yard net punt. Mike, that might be the best of the whole season.
That's really good.
Because you're amongst the best if you're like 43, 43 and a half, and 49. So
yeah, the other thing, too, is don't be Leon Lett. Okay, when that ball gets blocked on a field goal, let it roll. Get away from it.
Because your instincts is like, oh, the ball's on the ground. Grab the ball.
No. Let it roll.
We do the coaching show. I'm going to ask Coach Moore to explain to the Who Dat Nation. But it's all about the ball passing the line of scrimmage.
And somebody touching it.
And you got to almost say the word. I don't know where this got invented. I said this on the post-game show and the point after. Yeah, Peter, not Peter, pumpkin eater. I don't know, just Peter, Peter, Peter. Like the ball, get away because it's going crazy. You don't want it to bounce off you. And because I'm like saying, you got to be freaking kidding me. How can Nathan Shepard do an awesome job? We blocked the field goal and Carolina still got the ball? No, I don't know. I'm like, we got to change that rule. I don't know. I'm not just being a homer. That's just ridiculous. But it goes back
but
to
Leon. But if you old enough,
Leon
go back to that Thanksgiving game in the snow against the Dolphins.
Yeah, Leon Lett.
And Leon Lett. I don't know what he was thinking on that
play, but he tries to grab the ball. The football gods was smiling down upon the Houdat Nation. Because two or three plays later, they tried to run a jet sweep, fumbled the handoff. Pete Werner got it. Yes. Yeah, I said, okay, that's justice. I'm not going to harp on this because that could have come back to haunt us. It's about being snake bit.
But you saw yesterday, if the Panthers don't have a running game, Bryce Young ain't beating you throwing the ball.
No,
Bryce Young's not beating you throwing it.
Okay, little Bryce got
just
called because he's so little. That if you hit them too hard, they're going to throw the flag. Okay, the one against Reed.
That was
the Reed got him. But DeMario Davis didn't even hit him in the head.
He hit him in the shoulder.
And then, he hit him too hard, so they threw the flag. If DeMario Davis would hit Josh Allen or Justin Herbert like that, they would not call it. It's because Bryce is so little. He's like, so dramatic. So
I said, that's not a penalty. To Drew Brees, he's leaning into that throw. When he throws it like that and he sees the hands up, the hands got to come down. Now he's smart enough. He didn't figure it out this league.
No, the DeMario Davis, we got robbed on that call. But the first would read,
The first one would read. Come on, you can't hit him in the head and can't grab the face mask.
Yeah.
That's the other part. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Here on the second guest show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. They have the boards up for the Monday night contest between the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'll be on here at 7:30 tonight. Let's go back to our call and text line. Let's go to Hollywood. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, Hollywood Swinger? What's up?
Hey, Bobby, I want to give a shout-out to Edie White for beating Vanderbilt Friday night.
Oh, they did?
Coach was saying, beat him again.
Oh, I have to get Martin Falls to business now.
I think he owes Coach LeSang a dinner or two.
And nice dinner. ain't no fast food burger.
Hey, man, nice listen, dinner. I've watched Vanderbilt a few times. They are a very good football team. But it looks as though Edie White had a rough start to the season.
Well, they had a tough schedule.
But, man, Coach LeSang always got them playing well toward the end.
Getting
and
ready
the
for
playoffs.
The playoffs. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, Hollywood, you're a big fan of Edie White. Are you part of their name, image, and likeness, or what? Because it seems
I'm an alumni.
They want your money.
No, I know you're alumni. That's why I'm wondering if you recruit those players to try to go to Thibodeau or Edie White.
No, I try not to recruit nobody. I leave that up to the coaches.
Okay, all right. So what do you think about that game?
That was a good game Friday night. They went back and forth, and Edie White just got Vanderbilt's number to last.
The Edie White game, the Saints game. The Saints game, not Edie White. We said enough about Edie White. We gave him their props. Come on, now what about the Saints?
The Saints game was a good game, all phases. Like special teams, defense, offense. Hey, Bobby, I want to know who calls the plays for the Saints on offense.
Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore is like Sean Payton. You know, you could be a head coach. You know who's also calling plays now? And he didn't do it because he had Ben Johnson, who's not with the Bears. Dan Campbell is calling plays now for the Lions.
And Dan Quinn said today, I'm calling the defensive plays for the Commanders.
Hey, because
making me look bad.
Because if I'm going down, I'm going to go down swinging. I'm going to say, I can look in the mirror. And it says, because everybody doesn't know everything about football. That's why people don't realize, the great Nick Saban. Nick Saban was not an offensive coach. He didn't tell Lane Kiffin all what to do. He might say, run the damn ball more, or he might say something like that. But he was a defensive coach. Nick Saban was like defensive backs, his background, defensive coach. You don't know everything.
And at LSU, who called it? Jimbo. Jimbo Fisher did it.
There's a wheelhouse that you got to stay in your lane. And if you're the head coach, now you have to be able to delegate authority. But also, when it's your background and your expertise, and it's not going well, you got to take over. It's going to be on you, or your ass is gone. I mean, and so if I'm going to go out swinging, if that's going to occur. So that's what you see. So if the offense, the defense kicked ass yesterday, I know Kellen Moore's the head coach, but he had nothing to do with it. I'm telling you right now, it's Brandon Staley. Brandon Staley, who was the head coach at one time with the Chargers, he's running the defense. And Kellen Moore has to trust him. Now, if the offense sucks, it's all on Kellen Moore. I tell you right now.
Like Sean McVay with the Rams.
Yeah.
It's Shula calling the plays on defense, the grandson of Don Shula, and Sean calls the offensive play.
Shanahan with the 49ers, offensive coach.
Vance Joseph in Denver. Sean Payton.
Sean don't have anything to do with the defense. Oh, the Broncos got a great team. Their defense is awesome. Sean don't have nothing to do with that. Now, who do you trust? Who do you put in charge? You know, and stuff. They might put their two cents. Oh, we need to put a little more pressure on the quarterback. We need to blitz a little more or something. Or a head coach who's not calling the plays. Are we being 2 foot loose and fancy free? How about we run the ball a little more? You know, Saban would always do that at Alabama. We try to be too cute.
He was always, I want to run it more.
We need to be running the ball more.
I don't think anybody tells that to Lane. He does what he wants.
Lane Kiffin, again, his wheelhouse offense, not defense. Now at LSU, We said, the Frank Wilson, okay, we're going to run the ball more. Yeah, but who's blocking? You can want to run the ball more, but then who's blocking for those running back in the running game?
Red zone still can't score.
No.
Touchdown.
No, but we didn't even get off an LSU. I don't know. I didn't want to be depressed.
Go ahead, Hollywood.
I wanted to talk about something positive.
Keep it positive now. Keep it positive.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, I was impressed with the defense stopping that running back from the Panthers.
Without a doubt. No, that guy, Mike, he's in the top three this year based on his production.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever, if you look, like I said before, if you look at the last five games, I think my math's right on this. Okay, he had rushed for 650 yards. Now, five games, 650, isn't that over 100 yards a game? So that means you're doing something right. There's not too many guys like, okay, you know why the Dolphins upset the Bills? It wasn't because of Tua. It was
A-Chain.
From Texas A&M, he ran for like 170-some yards.
He had over 200 yards total offense.
Total from scrimmage.
But over 170 yards rushing.
Yeah. So.
And he's a little bitty dude. Man, I did a track meet years ago, and he ran in there. He's about 5'8", and maybe 185 pounds, soaking wet. But that dude can run. I mean, he is fast.
Speaking of running, we all know about Derrick Henry and the Ravens and all. But who's the hottest running back this year? And now they got a complete team. They went in the trenches.
Yeah.
The damn Colts.
Jonathan Taylor.
Look what Jonathan Taylor did against the Falcons. No, he gashed them. They couldn't.
And at the end, he bailed them out.
They went in overtime. They didn't even throw a forward pass. Just run to touchdown. Falcons lose. And Dotto is now. I'm not saying he's Jonathan Taylor, but he was in that top three or four or five, and definitely top three.
You know, crazy thing about it is he started four games, two of the four, he rushes for over 200 yards, and then Chuba Hubbard comes back healthy, and I think this may have come from above. And I'm not talking about the good Lord. I'm talking about David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers.
What, they gave him a new contract?
Man, you got that big contract? No, he ain't starting. Chuba Hubbard is.
No.
Well, that lasted one game. Huh, enough of that. Okay, Rico, no. it's your guy. Now, get in there, kid.
And Brandon Staley knows this. I'm telling you, Atlanta's going to come to town. Now,
it's going to be Bijan.
No, we got first things first. We got to stop the Falcons running game. Make Penix beat you. I mean, very similar to what happened in Carolina.
And the only thing he made yesterday was when he threw the football to Drake London. Man, Drake made he makes him really look good.
No, he's a stud. They got a stud tight end, wide receiver, and all that.
But man, Drake is something special.
But the Falcons are bipolar. I don't know.
No, they're the ultimate Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
You don't know which one you're going to catch. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in our number one of the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTay along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, this didn't surprise me. After the meltdown yesterday against the Bears, the Mara family decided, you know what, Brian Daboll, you got to go. And Mike Kafka becomes the head coach. Interesting. He got interviewed not only for the Saints job, but for two others. Is this his interview kind of role here with the Giants?
Well, New York is dysfunctional. you know, whether it's the Jets or the Giants, if you look at it, you're trying to develop the quarterback. You might say, well, he needs to rein it in and not run Jackson Dart as much. But I think he was helping – Jackson
trying
Dart,
to help him develop.
I have a lot of
confidence,
right. Without a doubt. I think the same thing with Robert Saleh. Well, why did they just get rid of him? He wasn't the problem. Okay, let's get rid of our best coach to see what we're going to do then.
Look at the GM that was getting him the players.
Yeah.
Douglas didn't do a good job
You have to look at more of that. So, I mean, I don't know. Look, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. It's just the way it is. I don't think this will help the Giants' cause by getting rid of Daboll. So, I don't know. But, hey, New York's New York. You know, the Yankees wish they were the Dodgers. You know, they try to buy.
Were the Dodgers at one time.
The Yankees and the Mets trying to buy championships. But, you know, who's the poster child? The damn Dodgers. And they used to be in Brooklyn. Now they're in L.A. The Yankees and Mets fans, they can't handle that.
No, they don't like that one bit. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.